potty.
Dave and Dan.
On the potty.
Dave and Dan.
We've got contacts all around the world.
We've got contacts all around the world.
Wicca, wicca, wicca on the podcast.
I'm Minnie D.
Yo,
this is DJ Ephraim.
Hi.
G'day, I'm Jackson.
My name's Harris.
My name's Rob.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Doctor.
Phil.
Doctor.
Phil.
Going global.
Going global.
Well, wow. We are singing those songs at the moment because we are winning, or at least drawing the right games.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to the potty.
On the potty. Dave, Dan. And some kids from Botswana. Welcome. Now, they don't actually speak
international
English.
International guests, they are.
No, they do speak English. Welcome. Ellen.
Hello.
Give us a wave. Wave to the pod thingy.
Hello.
She's as bad as Jason.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And Andrew S.
Hey!
welcome, guys.
Finally, I got on.
Yeah, finally.
It's been a while since we've had some youth group guests. It's been a couple of weeks.
More than a couple of
there
weeks.
You go.
Who was the last youth group guest we got?
See, we got Joel on the live one. We should have got a youth group kid on the live one.
Yeah.
There you go. We live and we learn.
I've listened to that one.
That's now, what we're on about here on the potty.
Living and learning. Now, someone on the forum was saying they were compiling all of the things that we're on about.
Oh, really?
It'd be worth having a look at. Hey, we've got our own section on the forum now.
Oh,
on the potty.
I've been on the forum in ages.
Has a section.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
I was mainly doing an ancient history
assignment. And it's cranking on home. That's what we're on about here. Distracting you from doing your homework. Make sure you send your homework to cccyouth@gmail.com. She beat you.
Oh, that's
1-0. Let's have a rivalry. 1-0. Yeah. Okay, we can score it on whatever we reckon.
Yeah.
Okay, 1-0. Ellen?
Yeah.
1-0.
Andrew,
what?
Andrew.
Ellen, 1?
But it could be like the Japan-Brazil game this morning.
Oh, comeback.
4 goals comeback.
Japan are pretty good at leading 1-0.
Yeah.
And losing!
What
were you going to say?
I was going to say something about our World Cup potties that we've got already.
Oh, we've got our World Cup potties.
So we don't need to... Oh, we can...
We might talk about a bit of World Cup stuff, but Ellen, can you tell us what you're the... We want people to be correspondents, our analyst, our expert on something. What are you our expert on? What do you know heaps of stuff about?
I'm the correspondent for Doctor Who.
One of the sections I never visit on the forum. I cannot believe there's a section called Doctor Who. I cannot believe there's a section called Star Wars.
There you go.
We've got to find something else about it.
Okay.
What's the most important thing that a rookie Doctor Whoer, like myself, needs to know about Doctor Who?
That on the 8th of July, the new series is coming back and it is going to rock.
That's pretty impressive. Andrew, did you know that was happening, 8th of July?
Yes, because I'm the one who got her into Doctor Who.
Oh, 1-0! 1-0! I was about to give her a goal, but when he said that... That was slam.
I had the best slam tonight.
SLA double M?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Big one.
It was by Jared Roffey. We can say his last name because he doesn't go to school anymore, which he finds offensive because he thinks people can still find out about him. But he was talking
about... It's spelt with a K in his name.
He was talking about on being on a bus. He said, I hate it on school buses how, like, what's the deal with kids these days? Like, they take the back seat and year 12s don't get the seat anymore. And he was, like, talking it up. And then Josh W. from Narara turns around and goes, Jared, when was the last time you ever caught a school bus? And everyone just went, slam!
They actually said slam.
Yeah. No, maybe not.
There you go.
But for Daniel's mind,
let's make that word global.
Slam.
Going global.
It's pretty global.
That's an Uber word.
Uber. Uber kind of never took off, did it?
Oh, it's already a word. Yeah. No, Uber's good.
No, we can take up with it, isn't it? Let's take up with a new word.
I used it for a day.
The new word is... River. River. That's river.
Oh, that is so river. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I reckon they both get a goal for that one. Too all.
Okay. Andrew, what can you be the correspondent of?
Well, I'm the soccer analyst.
Football, we call it.
Football Mate. Analyst. Well, that's for those uneducated people.
Ah, the ineducated people. I know those ones.
the ineducates.
Yes. The ineducates. I've been there. Have you been to ineducates?
No.
It's a pretty ripping place.
Well, on the subject of going places, Dustin T... We got a second email from this man. We gave him some Gmail about a month ago. He's another one about OS listeners.
OS stands for overseas.
It does. Daniel gets a goal. If you're OS, we want your email. Send us a bio. Tell us who you are. He's from Manitoba. If you know where Manitoba is, it's a province of a country. You send an email to cccyouth@gmail.com and we will give you a free Gmail account. That's right. That's you heard it here.
Can we answer?
Yes. No. Via email, yes. And we might give you a Gmail account.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What?
You want to talk about something?
Well, if he's a football analyst.
Yeah, we'll talk. Come on,
hurry up. Give us your...
Football analyst, let's test him. If you can't get this right, she gets a goal.
Oh, what?
Get it wrong.
You didn't ask her a Doctor Who question.
Yeah, we did.
And you What's got a point the... for it. No, you got was... a point for it.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. What do the stars mean on the team's jerseys in the World Cup? There's a number of countries that have stars on their jerseys. Why do they have them there?
I haven't even seen stars. Four, I'm looking at three, the people playing the game, two, not their jerseys.
One. Australia has zero. Brazil has five of them. Germany has three of them.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah.
England has one of them.
Won the World Cup.
Correct.
I haven't seen stars.
1 point for Ellen. Three goals to Ellen. Two.
I didn't even know they had stars.
Well,
there you go.
That means they might have won the World Cup 1 year.
No, this is a club.
Inter Milan.
They can't really win the World Cup.
No. Well, Chelsea has. They're pretty much guaranteed.
Chelsea are fairly much. Chelsea has 15 players in the World Cup.
I'll just get the phone, Daniel. You can take over.
Yeah, all right. So, guys, while I've got you on the podcast, what is it, for those of us who listen to the potty and don't go to our youth group, they might not have heard of the S's before. We can say your last name because you're going overseas. The Shores. So tell us, what are you guys up to in the next month or so, and tell us a little bit about that. Ellen, you start us off.
We are going to a country in Africa called Botswana.
Botswana!
Yep.
What are you, just going there for a holiday?
No, our family is going as missionaries.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, Andrew, what's that gonna be like, being a missionary in Botswana? What sort of stuff is your family doing?
Well, we're doing lots of stuff with AIDS, and maybe they've got massive AIDS problem over there.
Yeah.
So we're helping out with that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It has the highest population, I think nearly 40% of the population of Botswana is HIV positive.
Oh, really? That's rough.
It's the highest in the world.
Oh. So, how long are you going over there for?
2.5 years.
2.5 years? Do they have podcasts in Botswana?
No, but I have a soccer team.
3-all. I'm back, by the way.
Ah, good. So, you have the internet over there, though, won't you? So you have people will be able to email you and...
Yeah.
Well, I don't need the internet for my work.
Ah, so that's one of the highlights for you, isn't it?
Yep, leaving school.
Leaving school. Doesn't have to do the HSC. Go straight to university.
You can start using your last name.
I've never seen the Botswana flag before. Oh. That is a nice flag.
Has it got any red in it?
No red.
Most flags in the world have red.
Yeah, this one doesn't.
I've seen it once before.
It goes blue, white, black, white, blue.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Can you see it? I can't really move the...
Anyway. I saw it from an angle. That's
alright. Hey, now, I've already talked to this guy about it, but we're going to get, like, maybe once a month, like a 2-3 minute type of Botswana report.
A botty report.
So has he told you about the botty report?
Botty on the potty! It's time for botty on the potty!
My botty often goes on the potty.
I didn't say that. Said body on the potty.
Ah, that's right. What a dude.
That's what we'll call it. Body on the potty.
Yeah, body on the... No, body on the potty. Yeah. Body on the potty. Now, so these guys are going to, like, maybe once a month, just give us a 2-3 minute...
rundown.
Whatever. Just tell us stuff. Whatever. You might talk about Doctor Who and how weird it is watching it in Botswana.
I don't think they have it over there.
They probably do. It's probably got lots of clicks.
Doctor. No, they speak English over there, don't they?
Is English the main language in Botswana?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you'll have no problems communicating then?
Yeah.
Well, Andrew struggles with English.
I know speak English.
He's an educator.
I know not comprehend this English.
I'm like Manuel.
Manuel? Are you a Manuel? And I was Basil. And your mum
Oh!
Sybil!
The connections!
Yeah.
So many people are out of jokes at the moment.
Any other characters?
No.
Maybe about five years ago at Christmas time we did a thing called Faulty Mangers, which was
like a nativity play.
Nativity play based on Faulty Towers, which is a fantastic series. Get hold of it, have watch it. There's only 12 episodes. Did you know that?
Playing Sunday 5 o'clock each week.
Oh, you can write that in a song. Sunday 5 o'clock each week.
Sunday 5 o'clock each
week. And anyway, so Jesus. Like Mary and Joseph were trying to check into Faulty Towers. And remember it? And they couldn't. And anyway, these guys' mother, she was Sybil.
Yeah.
And she was very annoying with her voice.
And David, I was
Basil. So she'd go, Basil!
She was good at it.
She was very annoying. She used her voice at home.
She became Sybil around the home at that time.
That's Stanislavski. You become the character.
No, yes. That's...
You... Gah!
Yes. No, if you're acting it all the time, is not...
Yeah, that's going too far.
That's someone else.
She still talks like
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
On the phone, she would...
Peter! Time in your office!
Oh, that's going to be bad for those internet listeners with small speech.
last week when I banged the table and said that would have been bad, wasn't a problem.
No, it sounded nice.
It sounded fine. It was just like this. But they didn't even hear that one.
No.
Yeah, there you go. Now,
and I was Manuel.
And can you do the voice?
Que?
That was all you said, wasn't it?
Mr. Forty.
Manuel
was there any other characters?
No. It was the three of us. That was it. Remember, we practiced at my house.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
I remember that. Yes. Did you get it on video? Your dad videoed it.
Could have, yeah. I don't know if I've seen it, though.
Oh, yeah, it would have been fun to watch.
Anyway.
Now, what'd you weigh in at? Have you?
Okay. Now, let me tell you. Let me give you my...
Winter weight loss. Wow.
Report. This week, it's been a good week for the winter weight loss. Wow. I've had gastro.
Oh, gastro. Driving the porcelain bus.
It's been a winter weight loss. Whoa. So I reckon I've gone down, like I haven't got scales.
Do you want to go and weigh yourself?
Yeah, I will go and weigh myself. My prediction is I've lost, 76?
76, yep.
I reckon I'm 72.
You're kidding.
So, maybe 73.
Yeah, you got to maintain it, though. That's the
trick is, I've got clothes on this week, and I'm not going to take them off.
Now, while Daniel's gone, how about we try to do some homework, kids? Let's. We've got one question here.
I have got a homework.
This is from...
Ooh, fun.
This is from Sazza, Sky, and she's got some history of homework. It's an essay. Discuss the impact of colonisation on Indigenous people by comparing the experiences of the Aztecs of Central America when they were colonised by the Spanish... with the experiences of the Australian Aboriginals when they were colonised by the British. Well, I've got one simple answer for you. I think Spain are looking far better at the World Cup than England are at the moment.
Well, England therefore, have a strong midfield, but they're not really performing.
So, for the Aztecs of Central America, Spain are playing pretty
they're
well.
They're in form.
Yeah.
The Aborigines had it easier.
Yeah, like England, like they should have beat England. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they should have beaten them.
England don't have Owen anymore. So, Sazza, there's the answer.
Gone.
Oh, wait, you need it in a 1,200 word. Okay.
Well, you just repeat. Half of the question. I did.
Oh, you're doing this. Tell us what you've done. Oh, wait. Tell us a wrong thing so that when. Tell us a wrong thing so that when Sky goes to listen to this, she'll copy it and she'll think it's right. Go.
When the Aztecs settled with the. People, I can't remember their names, but they had
The Hooba-Jubas.
I remember.
They had a very
top
easy
in the year.
Life. Very easy life. Yep.
Oh, is that right? Because there you go.
They didn't fight anyone.
Is that for real? Is that for real? On that?
Yeah. Aztecs, or are you making that up? Aztecs never fought anyone.
You're making that up.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was really good.
Oh my goodness.
We just did some homework. Are you heavier?
Bang, smack.
72.
76.
70, you haven't moved.
I haven't moved since year 10.
There you go. We just did some homework while you're gone.
Oh,
now that you're back, I reckon it could be time for dump dum 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 dum.
Captain Boaz,
time traveller.
Well,
have we only got one copy.
Yep. I'll just quickly. We haven't even pointed out who's what characters.
Oh, I'll copy Bobby.
You're always this.
Yep.
I'm always this. You are that.
Can you do that
you
accent?
You are this.
Give it a go.
Okay.
You did the same as last week.
They remember? Ooh. And I'll be this.
Okay.
Okay.
His hair is permed, his ears are refined, his eyes are blue and steely. You know who I'm exaggerating about. It's time for another episode of
Captain Boaz Time Traveler!
Captain Boaz, William the Conqueror, and a dirty peasant were rushing through time, forwards to 1975, the years of Vietnam, flares, and the birth of heavy metal. What would they find there, and most importantly, would they finally catch up with the evil time dragon and Mr. Pinky?
So what does he look like? Oh, this evil time dragon.
To be honest, I have never really seen him. I always assumed that he kind of looked like a dragon. What with the name and everything.
Is there any poo in 1975?
Yes, yes, lots of it.
We're here, 1975.
That was Rusty.
Really, Rusty? That was quick, it took a week.
So where do we find his dragon thingo?
He could be anywhere. Let's ask that man over there with the bright suspenders. Hello, man with bright suspenders. I am Captain Boaz Time Traveler, and this is William the Conqueror and a dirty peasant. We are on a quest to find the evil time dragon and my poor cat, Mr. Pinky. So far, we have come up with nothing. Can you help us?
Maybe I can, man. Maybe I can. My name's Bobby Fischer. I'm an elite athlete. I was on my way to my championships when this evil time dragon guy stopped me and told me to wait right here. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm afraid I might have missed the deadline for my big game.
Well, did the evil time dragon tell you anything more than to sit here and wait?
Sure, man, sure. He said, if you can work out what sport I'm an athlete in and what big game I'm missing, then I'll lead you to his secret timeout. Like a hideout, but for time beasts.
Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer. I'm sure I've heard your name before somewhere. I must work this out. I must save Mr. Pinky.
At the close of our first to-be-continued episode, Captain Boaz has found himself in a predicament. Who is Bobby Fischer, spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R? And what is he famous for? Will Captain Boaz find out, or will the evil time dragon get away? Will Jack get off the island? All this will be revealed next week on
Captain Boaz Time Traveler!
So let me tell you a little bit about Captain Boaz this week. It's our first interactive
Interactive Captain Boaz. That means you interact.
That's right. Who is Bobby Fischer from 1975?
Well, I know
who
he is. We're not going to say the spelling again.
I know who he is.
No, you can't say it. You've got to email it.
And I don't have an email address.
What was the big game that he was heading towards? And he missed. And if you find out a little bit about him...
I know it! Shush!
If you find out a little bit about him and you can email it to us, the first person to email it to us will win a complete collection of all the Captain Boaz scripts up till this point.
Ah, signed.
Signed by Captain Boaz himself.
Yep.
And William the Conqueror. Yep. And the same Dirty Peasant.
Yep.
Good, so that'll be on next week.
CCUCYouth@gmail.com.
Oh!
What was the score?
It was
3-3.
3-3, and I was on 7.
You're not... What?
Oh, right.
He's the referee.
I don't know what you're talking about. 4-3, Ellen.
Yeah, definitely. She got in first.
The referee. Round. Talking about the World Cup, how bad have the referees been? Not just Australia's game.
There's been
so many dodgy calls, so many offsides that have been called that weren't offside.
So many offsides
that were on offside.
Yeah.
And, like that, the Uruguayan ref.
He's
the other
my favourite ref.
He sent
ever.
Like 3 people off in the one game.
Oh,
wait, that was last night as well. That was this morning. That was 3 people sent off there. Anyway.
But you were talking about the USA.
That was just a shocker. He was playing cards, basically. He was playing poker. He was pulling cards out that often.
Well, maybe he's just bored, because he doesn't get to pull cards out. Yeah. He just has to do something. Maybe you have to fill in a certain amount of cards he handed out this year.
I was reading in the paper today, the guy that did Australia and Brazil, Merck, he's a dentist.
Really?
And they were, like,
what's he doing being...
Like, he's sort of got 2 jobs.
By day, he's a dentist. By night, he's a referee at the World Cup.
A dodgy referee.
Dum, 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 dum. Captain Dentist, World Cup referee! There you go.
What?
Is he the bad guy?
Now, just while we're on Captain Boaz, which yes. we sort of left, but sort of hadn't.
Yeah, sorry.
The other week we did that one that had Da Vinci in it.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking the other day, in the car, I think I was thinking, we need to come up with something other than just the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, we need to combat the Da Vinci Code with...
with the Michelangelo Code.
Tell us about it, Dave.
Now, they're friends in art and in turtleism.
Yeah.
They both like April.
Yeah.
Michelangelo's a party dude.
Yeah.
Cowabunga, you know, yeah. pizza, all that. Now, the connection goes further, though.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
I've done a little bit of thinking, and at McDonald's after church the other night, I floated this idea with some people, and they helped me to develop my thinking. I haven't got any further than that, though.
Oh.
But basically, the Michelangelo Code, get this.
Go. Yep.
Ronald McDonald, okay,
yeah.
he's actually married to Grimace.
What?
Grimace is a woman. Okay.
No, Grimace. Hence,
look at the hips.
That's impossible.
Look at the hips.
Were you ever told whether Grimace is a man or a woman?
You can't tell if it's a man or a woman.
I thought it was
it's a Grimace.
It's Grimace is a woman. Look at the hips. Look at the hips.
Go on.
Well, I always thought it was just a blob which went wrong in the kitchen and sort of just took over and drew eyes and arms.
For all. That was funny. Now, anyway, how I work this out is because the golden arches, right?
Yep.
I was driving past the other day upside
it's
down.
M. It's like Michelangelo, right?
No. That's where... yes and no.
You're
okay,
wrong.
When you're driving, like, normally, it's an M, okay?
Yep.
When you're doing a handstand on the roof, what does it look like? What does it look like? A W, 5'4".
And what does W start?
Woman. Grimace is a woman.
And, yeah.
That's the code. And Ronald McDonald House, you know when you put your little money in there and drive through?
Yeah.
No,
all of that. The kids in Ronald McDonald House love children. Ronald and Grimace's children. They need money to look after them.
Oh, this is big.
It's huge. The Michelangelo Code. The book's coming out. The movie's coming out. The challenging Michelangelo.
We're going to get a boring actor to star in it.
Yep, Tom Hanks. Wait, no. We'll get Pauline Hanson.
She's exciting.
She's a clown with curly hair, red curly hair. Yeah, have you heard that joke? Why wouldn't they let Pauline Hanson work at McDonald's?
What?
They already had one clown with curly hair, red curly hair. There you go. You guys don't know Pauline Hanson is.
Yes. They made a song. Like,
speaking about time.
We're top five. We're getting close to the end.
Yep, top five. Ellen, you can do the first two, and Andrew can do the final three. Top five styles of facial hair.
Oh.
Oh, this is easy.
Number five.
Say it.
You're threatened here.
Well, I've been told say bum fluff.
Just see the look on the face. It's like
bum fluff.
Bum fluff. Number five. Number four.
No idea.
Come on.
Oh, a deer without any eyes.
No idea. What do you call that? What do you call that same deer if he has no legs?
Still no idea. What about if he's on fire?
Still flaming, no idea.
Yeah! Five all. Hey, check this out. Check this out.
The Michelangelo code on this.
In Wikipedia, facial hair. It's got a subject on it.
Did you look up Bobby Fischer?
Not yet. Oh. Hey, look for something. Odd. What about those? They're pretty cool.
Sideburns.
Yes. Number four. So we've got bum fluff number five. Sideburns number four. Number three.
The moustache which goes like that and it's all ringing at the end.
What do you call that one? That's not handlebar.
No,
that's...
it's the French poupou moustache.
Did you make that up?
I call it the poupou.
The poupou?
The French poupou moustache.
Kills around the edges.
There you go. Number two.
Oh, the one where it's like a circle round the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of the goatee, but with a good,
like,
good moustache.
Like the bear in the honey jar sort of thing.
I've got to say, I'm loving... You can not say this one as your number one, but no moustache, Lincoln. Really fine, Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Like, see, Lincoln there...
Jono's pulling that at the moment.
Yeah, I reckon Jono's looks better than Lincoln's.
Yeah.
How ugly is that man?
He's an ugly man.
The human beard.
See, I like that. I like the just letting it go. Moustache, beard, everything. Anyway,
number one is
I have no idea. Oh, the
Oh, Merv Hughes.
Yes.
Oh.
Best moustache ever.
Just call it the cricket.
The cricket.
The boonie. The Merv.
The Merv. It's the Merv.
The Merv.
The Merv.
Doing
yep,
the Merv.
Like number one.
The Hoos.
Anyway.
Well, I've got something to ask you guys.
Yes, go.
This week I've got some assignments, which don't matter to me because I can't even get the results back.
Oh, because you're going to be
last, it's last week
you'll
of school
be in
for me.
Tijuana.
So
in the body.
I'm going to write a story for one of the in-class assignments. I need some ideas. I'm trying to get as many movies into this story as possible.
Uh-huh. I've got an idea. Just kind of off the top of my head.
11.
There's this guy, and he owns a time machine. The cat goes missing. Evil time
Pinky! Call the cat Pinky!
I will! And he goes in the time machine to chase the evil time dragon. He first goes to see 1510 and sees... who's the guy from 1510?
Michelangelo?
Yes, he had a friend though. What was his name?
Donatello?
No.
Raphael?
No, that wouldn't be it.
Master Splinter?
No.
Ellen?
No.
Dave Myers?
Leonardo. Don't say my last name! Oh, wait, you
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci!
And,
da Vinci.
And you could say that he gives him this code and sends him back to... what's a good year?
Pirelli?
1066.
Do you get it? Goodyear tires, Pirelli tires.
And then you can beat some people, and then you can go to those and Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
What else could you do the chess player.
You can write a story, a whole story about Native American.
No one has heard it. It's pretty funny. Did not know that. that just lost a goal from Ellen.
You know, like, do a story about Native American customs and
headwear.
And was it headdress or?
I don't know. We just had another one that was similar to that today.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, it was one about maybe about King Tutankhamun, and I was thinking of trying to get him into space somehow.
Time travel.
Well, I was thinking about getting him in Star Wars, fighting Darth Vader.
Destroying
Doctor
Who.
Destroying the One Ring.
Now, I've got something for you.
See what you're doing. You want
as many movies as possible. I'm just thinking he's the one and he has to try and just stop the machines from just...
At one point, he has to be at home.
And, and his next door neighbor's name is Wilson.
Oh.
And he annoys him. He's a menace.
Yeah, he's a real menace. Right. And
he gets left home alone.
He gets home alone.
And fights Joe Pesci.
And he's trying to have a day off, and he's pretending to be sick.
Yeah. And the day keeps happening again and again and again and again.
And
he takes his friend's dad's Ferrari.
Yeah, that's the same. You've already done that one.
And he wears a dress.
No, he doesn't.
Grimace!
That's what it is!
There you go.
King Tutankhamun is really Grimace reincarnated.
Now, we've spent too long on this subject, and we've got to finish really soon. That sounds like a great story, kid. You go a long way, kid. That's what I'm on about here. Patronising people by calling them kid. Kid.
My math teacher calls us children, and it really gets on my nerves.
Throw a compass at your teacher. Bang!
You listeners can't see this, but Dave just pointed at his eye and then gushed out blood with it.
Yes. Dave, not real blood.
Aren't you a teacher?
Once upon a time I was. I'm now a professional web designer.
Oh,
I'm a professional sports person. I'm a professional radio star.
Oh, definitely.
I teach the Bible. I'm a professional prayer. We need to do a youth group rap. Before we do, we'll close on the youth group rap. Just quickly, Ellen, this is for 2 points and to get you ahead. Are you a radio star?
Yes.
This is not your first time?
No.
Tell us about your radio program.
It's called Welcome to In the Car or In the Bathtub with Ellen and the Year 8 Girls.
There you go. Now, you're going to put them online, okay? And when you do, we'll link to you and we will let other people listen to your
thing.
In the kitchen, in the car, in the study. Isn't there all? Yeah, there you go. So she's actually more famous than we are. So there you go.
Really?
Now, we should finish with a youth group rap. Tell us about seniors tonight. Go. What happened?
It
was a good night.
Yes. I was pretty distracted in the Bible study because I kept on talking about soccer.
That's a bummer. Daniel, tell us about what happened in the Bible study then.
I gotta say I wasn't there.
Okay.
Because I was up at the house with the dog.
There you go.
The bits I did hear were really good though.
Excellent. Who spoke tonight, Andrew?
Jace.
What part of the Bible was he speaking from?
Romans.
How have you found Romans this term, looking at it, because this is kind of our last sort of week? What's something from Romans all up over the term that you've been most struck by?
Well, I always get confused between Ephesians and Romans, because they're saying like the same time, so I can't actually remember what's what.
Ah. Well, what have you found helpful with this term in general?
Well, Ephesians has been good, yeah. I think. Or is that Romans? I don't know.
Well, Alan, what happened tonight? Goop, tell us about tonight. We've been doing Acts. Rose spoke.
These shores, you need to give them some kind of prompt.
Just said their last name.
Oh, I said it earlier. That's while okay. You were out of the room.
There you go. It's alright, I gave away your question.
You just answer. Did it again.
What was your
the clues for tonight's answer were somewhere amongst the potty.
We've got to finish. What was tonight about?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well,
go to
Yahoo 7.
Well, too late night.
Too many late nights, too much soccer. Go to cccyouth.com and listen to our talk cast.
Now, oh, two more things before we finish.
Three.
Okay.
Eight.
Seven.
The first thing is, tonight 24. I tried to announce the talk cast at Youth and I couldn't remember the website. People finding it heaps hard to get to.
www.cccyouth.com.
But do, how do they get to the or talk TK. Cast from it?
You just go and click on podcast.
And then you click on talk cast.
And then you click on talk cast.
Okay. So you heard that, everybody.
Click on podcast and click on Talkcast.
Second thing, Mufti Day thing this week.
Mufti Day. If your school has Mufti Day this week.
Great point.
If your school has Mufti Day this week, feel free to wear a fat t-shirt. There you go. We should sing a song and say goodbye.
Wait. I've just been told by the Year 8 girls to mention beautiful Botswana.
Oh, I've been told to mention some of my fans, in particular Justin.
Okay, we're starting a song.
You guys are singing, just sing.
Okay, ready? Getting on with this.
You sing, and I'll do backup.
No!
We are going to Botswana. We are going away.
Yeah!
Andrew's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't have to do the HSC. No work.
Hakuna Matata, ladies and gentlemen, www.cccyouth.com, and you just won with that, 6-5, we've got a tiebreaker, and I've got a new one, it's called Grace Out, rather than Peace Out, Grace Out.
Cool.